550 KFYI, the Mike Broomhead Show.
The city of Phoenix votes against a civilian review board for the police. We talked to the head of the police union. Welcome to the Mike Broomhead Show.
I got a message, I got a song, can I get a witness, tell me what's going on.
Hey, thanks for being here this morning. It's the Mike Broomhead Show. My name is Mike Broomhead. A story we've been covering is this push for oversight or some kind of criticism for the Phoenix Police Department and the way they handled the Donald Trump rally here. And, you know, the story behind this, most of you know by now, is that in the city of Phoenix, Donald Trump made his first visit after the uprising about the Confederate monuments in Charlottesville, Virginia, and where a girl lost her life because some maniac ran her over with a car and there was fighting with Antifa and these white supremacist groups. And it largely deteriorated that it wasn't about the monuments anymore. It was about ideology and fighting. Well, Antifa has shown themselves to be a violent group. And we talked about protests in Arizona, the relationships between police officers and the neighborhoods they patrol that has really kept the lid on things getting out of hand here in the city of Phoenix. The police department did an exemplary job. Right after that, the city manager decided he was going to look into paying an outside source to do an investigation into something that everybody saw was the perfect way to handle something. That was tabled and not voted on. So now, to kind of quell the concerns of some of the more radical groups, they were calling for another civilian review board. So that got voted down yesterday in the city council, thankfully, as well. But one of the people to speak at that meeting is Ken Crane. Ken Crane is the president of PLEA, which is the Phoenix Law Enforcement Association. This is the union that represents the rank-and-file street cop you see on the street every day in the city of Phoenix. He's joining us now. Ken, thanks for being on the show.
Hey, Mike. Good morning. Thanks.
So the meeting yesterday, was it better? Were they more well-behaved at this meeting than they were at the previous meeting?
They were pretty much non-existent at this meeting. It was a very, comparatively speaking, a very, very quiet meeting, very orderly this time.
What was the push? I'm trying to think of what was the mindset behind the formation of another or the possibility of a formation of another review board. There are many levels, including a civilian board of people that already are involved in review and oversight of the police department, right?
Correct. And so, Mike, this concept is nothing new. It's kind of the flavor of the day on a national front, and these activists nationally are pushing for civilian oversight in probably most major American cities on the police departments. So it's nothing new here. I don't see it going away, although this was a citizen initiative petition brought forward. I saw the petition. It was scribbled out on a piece of 8x10 paper. It looked like a fifth grader wrote it, and there was two signatures on it. But under the ordinance, the council has to hear a citizen petition within 15 days. So that's what this was about. They did vote it down. And the reason they voted it down is because the city feels we've already got some stuff in process to possibly look at citizen oversight. But I think it's important for the listeners. And what I brought out at the meeting was we've got citizen review interwoven throughout all of our police department processes and have had it for years, whether it's our disciplinary review board, our use of force board. If I get disciplined and I appeal my discipline to the civil service review, it's a panel of all citizens appointed by the mayor. We've got a state regulatory body called AZ Post, Arizona Peace Officer Standards and Training Board, that has the ability to revoke or suspend a peace officer's certification, which means they can't be a cop anymore. We've already got all these mechanisms, so please spoke in opposition to it, not because we're afraid of citizen oversight, because in our minds, we've had it. We've had it interwoven throughout our processes for years.
Let me ask you about that night in particular. Now that where this all came from, the Trump rally that was downtown and the protesters were there. I know you've had time since then to review the video footage that was put together by the PIO's office in Phoenix and some other things. Do you still stand by the fact that the police officers acted admirably and acted in the right way on that evening?
Absolutely. And I think the video montage that they put together and briefed to the media and the public shows that. We knew that night out there that we had done things properly. The video evidence that we were able, that compendium we were able to put together to brief, just proved it. I think it's taken a lot of the wind out of the sails. I talked to our chief. She has had conversations with some of these activist groups. And the funny thing is, Mike, these guys will come make outlandish claims, and it's largely emotionally driven claims. And when you sit in a room and go, okay, show me proof, show me evidence, their arguments fall apart like a house of cards.
So where do you stand? I know we've talked, let me change topics for a moment. We've talked quite a bit in recent months with you about staffing issues with the Phoenix Police Department. Is that improving with the Phoenix PD? And because of this kind of backlash against officers, is it tougher to find qualified candidates who just don't want to put up with the anti-cop sentiment?
Yeah, I think that's a very real concern. I think departments see it on an, a national level. We in policing refer to it as the Ferguson effect oftentimes. We're living in what we call a post-Ferguson police world, where the negativity and backlash that police officers experience does make it more difficult sometimes for agency to find qualified applicants. I mean, especially these kids that are, you know, very qualified, and it's like, okay, I could be a cop, or should I go work for Amazon?
Right.
Wow, that's really tough, you know?
Yeah, especially when taking away the what is the honor of the job in the minds of many people. It's always been we've honored the work that police officers do.
Correct. Yeah, absolutely. And Mike, the analogy I used last night at the council meeting, and I think it did resonate with people, is I used an analogy of four different careers. I said, listen, airline pilots, doctors, nurses, and attorneys, all professionals. Doctors, nurses, and airline pilots can all make mistakes that cause serious injury and kill people, just like police officers. But how are they scrutinized? Well, let me see. The FAA, the state medical board, and the state nursing board evaluate these three professions. They're peer professionals with lots of experience in the career field that form a tribunal to go, we're going to determine if you acted in a right or wrong way. Even an attorney has to go before the state bar. Oh, let me see. Other attorneys will evaluate your conduct to see if you committed an ethical violation that's going to warrant suspending or taking your license. But yet, time and again, with police officers, it's like we want this complete civilian review panel. And that's what I think puts cops in a lot of fear is I'm going to have somebody that's going to Monday morning quarterback me, decide whether in a split second whether I made the right decision. A panel of people that have never walked in my shoes, don't have a clue what my job is like, what it's like to do it. That's the fear.
No, and I absolutely agree with you, and I think it's an excellent point that if police officers do the wrong thing, it's other good cops that will point that out just because to make sure that there is credibility within what you guys do. Ken, I've got to take a break, but it's always good to talk with you. I'm glad you were at the meeting. We're going to be talking with Sal DiCicco in the next hour and get his perspective on this, but I appreciate you staying on top of all of this.
Hey, thanks a lot, Mike. Appreciate it.
All right, that's Ken Crane. He is the PLEA president, which is a Phoenix Law Enforcement Association, talking about what happened last night at that meeting.